time to pour a little more wake up on your weekday. This is Duke Dell and Dan on the SVI Radio Network.
It is 8:48 this morning on Swift 98 and The Spur with the SVI Radio Network, heading into my second guest interview segment of the morning today and talking snowpack in western Wyoming and current avalanche conditions with the Advocates for Multi-Use of Public Lands. Dash Andrews with me today. He's the program coordinator for the group, and also Will Mook, the executive director and avalanche educator. Dash, Will, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Duke. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, morning.
I absolutely appreciate your time. Let's see. Will, let's start with you as the executive director. Tell us, what is the multi-use of advocates for multi-use of public lands and the goals of the organization?
Yeah, well, we can simplify our name just by AMPL. That's how a lot of our local community knows our name. But we formed in 2017 during the Wyoming Public Lands Initiative. There were some groups trying to close some of our favorite riding areas. So we advocate for multi-use recreation. So we represent a broad coalition of users from motorized to non-motorized. But there were some folks that didn't want to see motorized use in the Palisades, the Wilderness Study Area, and then Shoal Creek Wilderness Study Area. And so we formed in 2017 to keep those areas open because we feel that all users need access to high quality recreation opportunities. So, you know, as an organization, we really, our roots formed in the advocacy world, and that's still our backbone, but we've really expanded and do a lot of boots on the ground projects too. We staff trail crews in Teton Valley, Idaho, Jackson, Wyoming. And then Dash, if you want to jump in, we're excited to be expanding that crew down into Star Valley this coming summer.
Yeah, absolutely. So in addition to working with the policymakers and public land managers, AMPL spends a lot of energy trying to get people out on their public lands, all the different user groups, you know, moto, mountain bike, snowmobile. We want everybody to have the best access possible, because if you're out there having a blast on your public lands, you're going to be somebody who cares about preserving your public lands, and you're going to be a good steward for those lands. So my job is pretty much, I run all the on the ground efforts to improve access. So that's grooming snowmobile trails in the winter, running trail crews to improve our multi-use single track trails in the area. And we have been doing that for a long time, you know, up here in Teton Valley in the Big Holes, up in Jackson, in Mosquito Creek. We've actually built some new multi-use trails, which we're really proud of. It's hard to do that these days. But part of the reason we're excited to talk to you this morning is we're actually going to be expanding into Lincoln County this summer. We got a grant from the state. It comes from your dirt bike registration stickers, and that's going to allow us to actually staff a crew of a couple guys that are going to ride, you know, they'll have a chainsaw mount on the forks of their dirt bike, and they're going to ride and keep all of those spectacular single track trails that we have here in Lincoln County clear. You know, doing drainage, fixing the muddy spots, cutting back brush that's overgrowing the trail, cutting out all the logs that fall each winter. We are going to be hiring for this. So if you or somebody you know, you know, likes to work hard, likes to be outside, and is looking for a job, we pay well. It's a blast. We do ask that you own a dirt bike or an electric mountain bike, because there's really no other way to access the trails here. But yeah, we're really excited. These are some of the most spectacular single track trails in the country right here, or at least for motorized trails right here in Lincoln County. So yeah, we're going to do what we can to make them better.
Absolutely. That is exciting. And so when you talk about these improvements that AMPL's starting and hoping to make in Lincoln County, the Star Valley area specifically, any specific trails or areas that you have in mind already that you're going to target, maybe somewhere in the Grays River, or are you looking more in the Alpine, where anywhere specific right now?
I think we're just gonna have to get out there and clear everything first, because there's kind of been deferred maintenance. There's a lot of trails that probably have a lot of logs down on them. But I mean, we're going to be everywhere on the Grays River Ranger District, you know, up and down the Grays River Road, all across the Star Valley front. We're kind of going to be everywhere, just clearing this year mostly, and then we'll be able to identify those projects that need more work, you know, stuff like culverts installed, bridges built. You know, that'll probably be later. Right now, we're just going to get everything clear so we can ride it and see what needs to be done.
Dash Andrews and Will Mook with the Advocates for Multi-Use of Public Lands. Will, a lot of coordination, I'm sure, has to go into something like this. And you guys, over the last, almost 10 years now, since you've created this organization, I bet you've developed some really good working relationships with the Forest Service and able to do these projects, because I don't know that the average resident can just go up Grays River with a chainsaw and start cutting, right? And so to be able to do it through a group like yours has got to be huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time building all these relationships, and we're really proud of where we've gotten to today in 2026. But we also owe the public a lot of credit, because the public does generally take care of their public lands, and we see a lot of members of the public riding dirt bikes with a chainsaw just to help out and packing a chainsaw on their horse, etc. So we're just hoping to take some of the load off the public so that when they go out, they get to actually just play. But yeah, we've got a great relationship with the Bridger-Teton National Forest. Started with the Jackson District, and as our impact started to grow, staff from the Jackson District reached out to the Grays River District and said that we were a resource. And, you know, as our resources allow, we want to be able to expand our reach as far as we possibly can.
Perfect. And so how does someone get involved? You mentioned you're going to be hiring and looking for some help. What's the process look like?
I mean, the best place to go is our webpage, and that's teamample.org. On there, there's contact forms where you can reach out to us. You can also just shoot us an email, and that's connect@teamample.org. Follow us on social media, Team Ample. It's all pretty consistent. But yeah, probably reaching out through our website or email is the best.
That's Will Mook and Dash Andrews with Ample, the Advocate for Multi-Use of Public Lands, expanding into the Star Valley area this upcoming summer. Guys, I know you do a lot of things with avalanche education as well. You're watching the snowpack this year, which has been obviously well below average. Anything on those topics you'd like to mention while we have you today?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I'm an avid snowmobiler. I cut my teeth mountain riding as a backcountry snowmobile guide up at Togedy Mountain Lodge. And it's been about 15 years of mountain riding for me. And whenever we have these long periods of no snow, we are weakening that snow surface. So then when the next snowstorm comes, which we just had this last end of last week, we're putting a big load on top of some pretty nasty weak layers. And so, you know, I highly, highly recommend before anybody goes into the backcountry, they hop on BridgerTetonAvalancheCenter.org and read that avalanche bulletin. If you look at it today, we're sitting at a considerable danger rating. And we've got two avalanche problems we all need to be paying attention to, a persistent slab problem and a wind slab problem. But just back to that trend of long drought periods where we then get a big snowstorm, that's when we historically see avalanche accidents. And unfortunately, across the West, we've already started to see some of those. There have been some tragic avalanches in California, Utah. And I just read right before I hopped on this interview, there was one yesterday up in Island Park. And so we're all dealing with these similar conditions. And we really, really need to have our hackles up and be really cautious of the terrain that we're choosing to go ride in. So I just urge people to, one, get formal avalanche education. Two, definitely read the avalanche forecast no matter what. And then just play it conservative right now until we can see what this next storm tomorrow brings and what our avalanche conditions become.
Thank you guys both so much for your time. That's Will Mook, the executive director of the Advocates for Multi-Use of Public Lands, and also Dash Andrews, the programming coordinator. Guys, I hope we can talk again soon when you guys really get things rolling and underway this summer. Appreciate the update today.